I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that 3 out of every 4 children will have at least one ear infection by their 3rd birthday. Dr. David White is here to talk about ear infections specifically in babies and toddlers. Dr. White is a professor in the Department of Otolaryngology, and he's the director of the Pediatric Ear, Nose, and Throat Program at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. White, why are infants and toddlers more likely to get ear infections than older kids?
The anatomy is a little bit different in infants and toddlers than older kids and adults. The eustachian tube, which connects the space behind the eardrum to the back of the nose, is flatter and not quite as functional as it is when children get older. Additionally, their immune system develops over the course of time, and so they may be more able to fight off infections as they get older.
Do ear infections typically occur when a child has a cold or a flu or some other virus?
Ear infections often follow an upper respiratory viral infection. The viral infection does several things. It allows the space behind the eardrum to fill with mucus, which leads to an opportunity for bacteria to come in from the back of the nose and infect that mucus. Additionally, viral infection can decrease the immune response of the individual and make them more prone to bacterial infections, such as we see with middle ear infections. We really start to see ear infections ramp up around this time of year, and they really are an ongoing problem throughout kind of the end of winter time.
And will babies and toddlers have symptoms when they have an ear infection that is obvious to their parent or caregiver?
Sometimes. Most of the time, you would expect to see fever and irritability as the main symptoms. In older toddlers who are able to communicate well, they may indicate that there's ear pain as well.
How are ear infections in this age group treated typically?
It's important to get the ear infection treated relatively soon. Generally, antibiotic therapy by mouth would be the first choice of treatment. This would be administered by the pediatrician or primary care provider.
The big question is, what can be done to prevent ear infections in babies and toddlers, especially this time of year when we're heading into a cold season, flu season, and so on?
Well, of course, hand washing is always good for preventing infections. Additionally, keeping your children up to date on vaccinations is important. There's one vaccine in particular, the PCV13, that is part of standard childhood vaccinations that helps reduce the rate of ear infections in children. Additionally, reducing exposure to secondhand smoke can reduce the rate of ear infections.
But part of the idea you're suggesting, Dr. White, is if we can prevent just flus, colds, and so on in this young age group, then we're also likely to prevent ear infections.
Yes, overall respiratory system health is certainly associated with health of the middle ear space and avoidance of ear infections.
As kids get older, are they then less likely to have these kinds of ear infections?
So as kids get older, their eustachian tube starts to work better, and by 3 to 4 years of age, we see a big decrease in the rate of ear infections in children.
Dr. White, thanks for this information about ear infections in babies and toddlers.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.